Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Minneapolis-St. Paul weather and points beyond becomes interesting over the course of the next few hours. I want to bring in our good buddy Paul Douglas, our meteorologist. And, of course, Paul will be back with you this afternoon from 3 to 6. In fact, will Jordana be out with you today, Paul?
I think so. Good morning, Dave. We're taking it one day at a time, but she's at the tail end of chemo round three, and she's still getting platelets, and she's still weak, but if she has any kind of a voice, she'll hang in there as long as she can.
And I know it is a big deal when she hears from our listeners, which she has, and thank you for all of just encouraging notes to her, but if you want to send something, you sure can. I know she's on Caring Bridge, and of course, certainly here at WCCOradio.com. Hey, Paul, let's talk about this weather now. When will we start to see a little bit of a change moisture-wise?
Well, today, no issues. As you just mentioned, I think we're going to be up near 40 again. It's going to be a cloudier day. And then tonight, the models are hinting at a little bit of rain, which is, again, a little weird for January, but that rain could freeze on contact, especially north of the metro. And that's going to keep the snowfall totals down a bit. On our scale from nuisance to plowable to crippling, I think this is going to be plowable, but at the low end of the plowable scale. We'll get a burst of snow and rain mixed on Thursday, and then periods of light snow Thursday night into Friday. I'm thinking it's going to be 2 to 4 in that range, so nothing to get too excited about, but I think traffic on Friday may be slow. Temperatures close to freezing, so hopefully the freeways, the interstates, mostly wet. This is not the big one. Somewhere between nuisance and plowable. And the bigger story for me is that it's going to get cold. I mean, typical January cold, the last few days of January. I think we're going to see a few days in single digits, nights dipping below zero. Nothing record-setting that I can see right now, at least. But a bit of a reality check on the way as we end the month. A month that has been milder than average, so we're kind of due for a cold slap.
Paul, January, if memory serves me correctly, and of course you would know this, so I bring it up, is this not our snowiest month on average?
It is, and it really depends on which part of Minnesota you live in. In the metro area and southern Minnesota, it's January. Northern Minnesota, it's December. There's a little bit of a disparity from north to south across the state, but no question, we get most of our snow now in December and January. And as anybody who's lived here more than 10 minutes knows, of course it snows in February and March, but those are different snows. They tend to be wetter. They tend to disappear faster. So my snowmobile friends always tap me on the shoulder and say, Paul, talk about usable snow, snow that actually lingers more than 24 hours on the ground that we can get out and enjoy. And certainly prime time for usable snow that sticks around is December and January, yes.
Yeah, and ice, those of us who like to get out on the ice, and it's been fun around town seeing people out skating and keeping busy with that. We need the ice to be hard, but we'll stay, it looks like, relatively warm, as you mentioned, for a little while. But then that'll be good ice temperatures coming after this weekend, huh?
I think so, yeah. As we end January and as we sail into February, good ice conditions, get out, do some ice fishing, play some ice hockey. You know, Physical distancing is better in Minnesota, Uncle Dave. I've just found that from experience.
It does make sense. Yeah, we're, you know, the one thing I'll say about masks, as much as I know a lot of us, you know, may not want to wear them, in the wintertime, it's okay when it gets cold like it will next week. So maybe a mask is okay, particularly next week.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So,
hey, can I ask you this, too, before
sure.
you go?
Yeah, please.
When the sun, I want to ask you about the sun now, because when it, in January, if we get sun, how meltable are things compared to a February sun or a March sun?
Well, we've picked up about 20 minutes of additional daylight now, as of today, since December 21st, since the winter solstice. But that sun angle is still low. The sun is still low in the southern sky. And it just doesn't have the power to be able to melt snow that a sun angle does in late February or March, when the sun is much higher in the sky. You get warmer temperatures and more melting. So, you know, but I've found that our coldest days tend to be sunny. And for me, that's something of a balm, that even if it's zero, if it's 10 degrees, usually the sun is out. And even though it doesn't provide much warming, just psychologically, at least for me and many of my friends, having that sun out in January and February is a huge help. It's much sunnier January, February than it is in November and December. Those are the cloudiest months of the year when I think a lot of people go into a dark funk. But we're coming out of it, and give it a month or two. We'll be talking about spring fever, Dave.
Yeah, I use that sun to determine whether or not I'm going to shovel my driveway, thinking, well, if the sun's high enough, it'll melt it for me. But apparently I'm going to have to shovel this snow that's on the way. Hey, Paul, I appreciate your time here. I look forward to you this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Thanks for getting up this morning.
You bet. Appreciate it, Dave. Hang in there. Be safe.
He is Paul Douglas. You'll hear him 3 to 6 on WCCO this afternoon. It's 2 minutes before 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.